Over 60 rockets fired from Gaza into Israel despite ceasefire. By Deborah Danan on March 26, 2019. Tel Aviv, more than 60 rockets were fired at Israel's south overnight Tuesday from the Gaza Strip. Despite an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire, with Israel retaliating by striking dozens of terror targets in the coastal enclave. Gaza ruling terror group Hamas said it had accepted the ceasefire called for 10 p.m. However, rockets continued to pummel Israel well into the night, with the Iron Dome intercepting some of the missiles, while the rest landed in open areas. Air raid sirens pierced the night as thousands of residents fled to bomb shelters. One house in the southern town of Sderot sustained a direct hit by a projectile, but no injuries were reported. On Tuesday morning, relative calm had been restored to the area. Nevertheless, schools in the southern region remained closed. According to the IDF spokesperson's unit, IDF fighter jets, combat helicopters, tanks and naval vehicles struck a Hamas military compound in Deir al-Bala in the central Gaza Strip, as well as a military site belonging to Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Beit Lahia in the Strip's northern region. The Hamas terrorist organization is responsible for all the goings-on in and out of the Gaza Strip. The IDF is determined to carry out the task of protecting the citizens of Israel and is prepared for various scenarios and intensifying its operations as necessary, the unit said. IDF tanks and attack helicopters also targeted several Hamas military posts near the Gaza security fence. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flew back from the U.S. during the night, heading straight to IDF headquarters in Tel Aviv to supervise the response to Hamas aggression the day before. He cut his trip short after meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House and overseeing the signing of a presidential order recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. "We gave a very powerful response. Hamas needs to know that we won't hesitate to go in to Gaza and take any required steps," Netanyahu said. He added that the upcoming Israeli elections would not have any bearing on Israel's actions regarding Gaza. "This is unrelated to anything, not to any date, but only to Israel's security needs." On Monday, Israel struck dozens of Hamas targets, including the office of leader Ismail Haniyeh. A three-story building serving as Hamas' secret headquarters was also struck in an air raid, the IDF said. Three Palestinians were wounded in the strikes and evacuated to Al-Shifa Hospital, the Palestinian Wafa Newswire reported. The rocket caused the building to catch fire, burning the structure to the ground. The J-80 rocket, which has a range of 120 kilometers, 75 miles, was the third long-range rocket fired from Gaza in 2 weeks and traveled the longest distance of any Gaza-launched rocket since 2014 summer conflict. As with the other two rockets over the past month, Hamas said Monday's rocket was launched by mistake. It was fired from a Hamas launch pad in the southern Gaza town of Rafah, IDF spokesperson Ronan Manili said. The IDF did not directly comment on Iron Dome's failure to intercept the rocket, but seemed to suggest it was because the missile defense battery was not deployed in the area that the rocket struck.